Hello and welcome to Bites by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee, and we have had a lot of special guests on this show, but today in particular, the captain of the one-time undefeated Microsoft hockey team, Steve Fox.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but that's not your day job playing
hockey. No, unfortunately not.
Yeah. You run what has been called a global center of excellence.
Yeah, for Windows Azure. So this is a recent job for me. I was involved in DPE, Developer and Platform Evangelism, for a number of years.
That's where most of us know you from.
Yeah, and so about 6 months ago, I moved over to services and with the charter of building a team from scratch and building this Windows Azure Center of Excellence. And so 6 months later, we've got a team. We've got a team of 8 all around the world. Most of these guys are architects for the most part. And on a day-to-day basis, we're engaging in building, designing, and working with our global delivery guys to actively implement on Azure. Mostly proof of concepts right now, a lot of the enterprise customers we're working with, but a lot of what we're segueing into are production apps.
So you and these guys and gals are doing some pretty exciting stuff, and I know you can't throw customer names just yet to do the PR thing. But I think it would be generally interesting if you talk about what you're doing in these projects.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you talk about the SharePoint history. I thought moving into Windows Azure that I may step away from what was a really good community to me. And what's interesting is SharePoint and Azure is something is there, and Office 365 and Azure is definitely something that's there and growing. But on top of that is kind of where the curve for me, the learning curve has been. And it's BI and SQL Azure and devices and
big data.
Well, this was the theme last night. One of the key things I wanted to bring to Dev Connections was 6 months worth of conversation, right? Anonymous conversation, obviously, as you can't really talk about specific companies. And the three themes that I've seen throughout these conversations over the last 6 months have been big data, cloud, and device. And it's amazing, wrapped in those three key trends, right, have been anywhere talking about verticals and wealth management and risk mitigation for insurance companies, in the context of big data. For cloud, it's been everywhere. It's been helping companies look at their infrastructure and their business models. So it's interesting in that when you talk about Azure and take a step back, it's not always about the technical. It's about the practical side of what is this thing called cloud? How do we take advantage of it? How does it impact us? How do we evolve with it? And these business questions that you kind of have to answer first before you get into architecting and designing something, on paper.
Right. Ultimately, I think it's about economies of scale. Stuff that we can never do inside the firewall. That's kind of one of the bold promises, at least from a business perspective, of Azure. So I'm guessing you and your team are doing a lot of that.
Yeah, and we're doing really cool stuff. Like, for example, we were in with a nonprofit a week and a half ago talking about how can we leverage the cloud to, in essence, deliver medicine to the last mile of developing countries. That's you just get wrapped up in these really...
Projects of integrity. I love it.
Yeah, and it's not only that, but it's the big companies that are coming out and trying to do some really interesting stuff in as much as we have these nonprofits. But all of them equally are trying to leverage this thing called the cloud. And so we just, again, the SharePoint stuff, there's a center of gravity there, but, devices, cloud, big data, these are the three key trends that, I'm really beginning to see emerge.
Awesome.
Lots of stuff, really cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like your life is even more exciting. We can undoubtedly count on seeing you on stage over and over and over all over the world for the next many months, if not years to come.
Hopefully you guys won't get bored.
Not at all. Hey, Steve, Foxy, I appreciate it so much. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks. And hopefully the LA Kings will make the playoffs
this
year.
My beloved Kings.
I know the Sabres won't, but maybe the Vancouver Canucks will get into the playoffs and not have a hockey.
All right, we can end this on a love of hockey. And thank you guys for watching.